My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Joe Curry, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, is upset that Davin is moving in on his scammer girlfriend, Mavis Mills. Then we move on to Davin's girlfriend, Belinda. So listen and enjoy.
You always kill the messenger, don't you? He's the one telling you that your girl is stepping out, and you're getting mad at him.
Yeah, really?
You're getting mad at him.
But I want to hear it for myself. I want to hear it from her.
You couldn't handle it.
I could,
You'd
too.
You'd probably club the cat.
You want to know something?
You can't handle the truth.
Maybe it's Dick Eldorado. Maybe I couldn't.
No, Dick Eldorado couldn't. He's a fragile soul.
Just thinking about the character.
And as you're like, well, I can't meet her. I know, because she's fake.
He's 2 days away from hanging the cat and himself.
Yeah.
I
can't bring this to the doorstep of Dick.
All right, now I got to step back. Now I got to step back and look at Dick Eldorado as Joe Curry. And
neither one is a catch.
Well, this is scary. Everybody batting the hatches.
Maybe
get off the couch, Pimp Helix. Dick Eldorado and Joe need to cuddle.
All right,
on it.
Dick Eldorado. All right, here's the deal. As Dick Eldorado, I'm very hurt. I don't feel what you're doing is right.
You don't know what I'm doing.
Neither does anybody. But anyway. But.
I can't argue that.
Shush! Shush!
Tom says they're fighting over fictional characters. Someone call the Nut Hut.
Yeah, believe me. But it's... All right. So, as Dick Eldorado... Let me finish. As Dick Eldorado... I'm very hurt.
Can I finish? Can I finish?
I'm going to let you finish.
As Dick Eldorado...
Yes.
I'm very hurt. I should be able to handle my own stuff. I appreciate you going, trying to help me and deciding what's best for me, but I feel I could, I could do this on my own. Now, as Joe Curry looking at Dick Eldorado, he's pretty pathetic.
You created him.
I know. I'm looking at the character I created.
I'm playing for that character.
I understand.
I'm playing for that character, and I'm seizing on an opportunity that was presented by your ineptitude.
Not
Dick Eldorado's ineptitude.
I understand.
Joe Curry's ineptitude.
No. Dick Eldorado. Wrong.
Spam filter Joe.
Wrong.
Not hot.
Wrong. Dick Eldorado. Well, no, actually, I screwed up the spam filter.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So in turn, I would have fucked Dick Eldorado over.
Yes, you have nobody to be angry but yourself.
I'm my own worst enemy.
Yes. Yes, we've had a breakthrough. Screw you, therapist. We've helped you.
Put out your foot. Now shoot it.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you. We continue.
Thank you. Now back to me and Belinda, damn it. We're trying to solve my problems with my fake girlfriend, not your problems with your fake girlfriend. Asshole. So she goes, I've known her for some time and I trust my judgment. She even advised me to come clean, and that's what I did. That's good enough for me. I go, but would you leave behind your whole world to be with her? Because that's what I'm prepared to do with Belinda.
Right.
She goes, you mean you? No, you stupid. Why don't you gallivant across the hut and see what's going on?
Oh, that's funny.
I go, that's what's been discussed. She goes, you're a good man, and she is a good girl. You should work your differences, and hopefully things will work out for you. I'm sure they will.
Mm-hmm.
I go, that would be nice. I went from creep to a good man, LOL. She laughs. Dick gets jealous. Dick never made a laugh.
Not with that probably with that poetry.
It's good to revisit it, though.
Yeah, boy.
I go, do you feel like you know me better now? She goes, yeah. I go, that's cool. I go, I wish I could send you an Easter gift. I go, that is very sweet. Smiley face. I would rather you spend the money on your daughter. Okay. Now, at this moment.
Whoa.
All right.
Don't gloss over that.
She's going to send me a gift. She's poor, but she's going to send me a gift. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Dick Eldorado, take it all in. She don't want your money. She wants your money to send me a gift. An Easter gift.
A scammer wants to send you something.
I'm sure I won't have to pay for any shipping.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. For 500, it's 500 bucks, though.
I'm sure it's completely legit. I'm sure it's not stolen goods, bought with stolen credit cards. I'm sure it's perfectly authentic.
It won't arrive COD or anything.
No, it's going to arrive HIV.
Oh, God.
And at this moment, who should appear in the chat?
Flory.
Kevin.
Belinda. Kevin. This Kevin's from now.
Oh,
this
sorry.
This is from Martin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm in the wrong place in the space-time continuum.
Yeah. Mm. So Belinda pops in. I go, good afternoon. She goes, hello. I go, hey. She goes, how are you? I go, a little mad with you, to be honest. She goes, oh, what did I do? I go, you told me you'd be around 3 p.m. your time. That is over 4 hours ago. She goes, I know. That's why I'm about to tell you now. Some bad happened to Kasia, that's her daughter, just when I was signed on, so I had to get off again. Sorry about that. I go, what happened to her? Belinda goes, she got hurt while playing with her friends. She hit her mouth on the floor, and she broke her teeth and her lips. There was a lot of blood. I'm devastated.
Oh.
You know, if this is a lie, it's a really detailed lie.
Yes, it is.
I'm either dealing with upper management or... No, this could be true. This could
it
be true.
It has the ring of authenticity. It
does, because they do bleed their real life, much like I do.
All right. Hold the phone. In relation to when she is writing you this, when did this accident happen?
Earlier in the day.
Earlier in the day.
Like 3 hours earlier.
3 hours earlier.
Like we were supposed to meet at a certain time, and, you know, she did not.
3 hours. Now, let's say, hypothetically, your daughter got hurt in the same way, all right? Would you be trying to get online 3 hours later, or would you be very concerned?
If the daughter's home and I can't do anything with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
And she knows we had a date.
And that's family probably watching her.
Yeah. Don't judge my girl. How dare you?
I would just think, as a mother...
Is that how you're going to think?
Yeah.
All right, Joe, give us your mother instinct.
Mother that, you know, 3 hours
to your bosom?
After my kid broke her teeth, busted her lip and stuff like that, now I'm going to sit down and chat with stupid. I don't know.
But if she really digs me, which we think she might, mm-hmm. or even if she doesn't really dig me, the business is business. You got to pay for those teeth, Joe.
No, you are supposed to pay for the
teeth. But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, you'll be laying out the check, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, won't we?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.